Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Exactly 50 days ago at the solemn Easter vigil, the first words the choir sang after a chanted Deo Gratias and an Amen were these words from Psalm 104, verse 30. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And now, 50 days later, as we conclude the Easter season with today's solemn celebration of Pentecost, we sing again in the responsorial psalm, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. There are so many places on the face of the earth that need renewing. I'm thinking of the Middle East, of the Holy Land, of Afghanistan, of Iraq. I'm thinking of Eastern Europe and the Ukraine. I'm thinking of Africa, particularly Nigeria. I'm thinking of our own country when we hear of senseless stabbings and shootings. In the letter of St. James chapter 5, he says that the prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Our intercessory prayers are very powerful. Very powerful. And so we pray with new zeal on this Pentecost Sunday, Lord, please, we beg you, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Just like in Jerusalem, people from all over the world were able to communicate with each other. We pray, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And although it is true that the face of the earth is in desperate need of renewing, as I examine my own conscience on this Pentecost Sunday, I know that where I need to begin is right here, with me. It's easy to say how much the Middle East and Africa and Eastern Europe need renewing, yet it's my mind and heart that need renewing. If the Holy Spirit is going to renew the face of the earth, then it begins with a personal renewal of each person, allowing the Holy Spirit to transform me. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of my mind and my heart. We sang in the beautiful sequence for Pentecost Sunday, bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. Yes, it's my stubborn heart and will, my frozen heart that needs to be renewed. But God the Holy Spirit is all powerful. God the Holy Spirit can bend my stubborn heart and will. God the Holy Spirit can melt the most frozen and frigid among us. Yes, if the Holy Spirit is going to renew the face of the earth, then it begins by allowing the Holy Spirit to renew me. Lord, we beg you, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.